singing. Can't see what for. And there ain't no comfort in this life anymore. All that I can see that's ahead of me looks like such a chore. Maybe something will happen to make it all better. Better. Maybe something will come along and make me happy. Happy. There ain't no fun in living anymore. And I don't feel much like living. Can't see what for. There ain't no life left in me. I feel a bit funny, like a go-o-o with nowhere to go. My hope has gone and left me a desperate man. There's no spunk left in me. I feel so hollow in me. So empty, so empty, so empty, so empty. A big chunk of what I was has gone and left me a desperate man.
You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
Yeah, tune in to Fresh Slice on CITR 101.9, broadcasting from Vancouver, British Columbia.
On traditional, unceded ancestral territory of the Musqueam people. Yeah, this is the weekly show. Highlights fresh, local, new, isn't fresh.
Except that last one. That was an old one. That was just a good old... real sad Daniel Johnston song, because we felt like being sad. And yeah, y'all ready to get sad?
This, I think a good title for this episode is the good grief episode.
Yeah.
Where it's like you throw up your hands and you cry a little bit.
Yeah, get a little, that cathartic little teariness is... really good for tough times like these.
Yes. And because next week is going to be more celebratory with Moo coming on our show to perform live.
Which I'm so excited about. Yeah, that's going to be really, really cool.
So it wouldn't be appropriate for us to be crying while we interview them or while we watch their music. Maybe it would, depending on the performance, but we thought we'd just get it out of our systems now.
Yeah. Yeah, so I don't know. Get ready for some
sad stuff.
Some sad tunes. Or don't. I guess you don't have to listen to this.
We're going to play a song off of the album Death by Daniel Terrence Robertson. The song is called Garden. They're a local act. Do enjoy. This album just came out last week.
The ruins of the altar in the mall. Steer away through. through the fables of creation and the far stereo way, past the palaces that rise above the rot, year by year, month by month, day by day, thought by thought. Steer your heart past the truth that you believed in yesterday, such as fundamental goodness and the wisdom of the way. Steer your heart, precious heart, past the women whom you bought, year by year, month by month, day by day, thought by thought. Steer your way through the pain that is far more real than you, that smashed the cosmic model, that blinded every view. And please don't make me go there, though there be a God or not, year by year, month by month, day by day. Whisper still the ancient stones, the blunted mountains weep. As he died to make men holy, let us die to make things cheap. And say the mea culpa, which you probably forgot, year by year.
By my back window in the snow.
Discorder,
a magazine from CITR 101.9 FM,
presents a showcase of emerging Vancouver-based hip-hop artists Friday, November 18th at the Media Club.
The lineup is comprised of some of the most talked about and should be talked about hip-hop artists in Vancouver,
including So Loki, Missy D, Romy, Something August, Spotty Joseph, and Freeman Young, with CITR's Crimes and Treasons DJing and emceeing this 19-plus event.
We them boys! Be sure to come check us out. We're Crimes and Treasons Radio. We're going to be hosting and DJing at the Media Club. Be sure to come check us out.
Crimes and Treasons!
For more information and tickets, visit discorder.ca. Transgender Day of Remembrance is an annual event on November 20th that honors those who have been lost to violence as a result of transphobia, as well as recognizes the ongoing violence and oppression that trans people continue to face. The first Transgender Day of Remembrance occurred in 1999 after the murder of Rita Hester, a Black trans woman, in November of 1998. UBC's Pride Collective and the AMS Sexual Assault Support Center invite you to join them in discussion, expression, and resistance this week.
Monday, the 21st, the UBC Pride Collective is hosting a Transgender Day of Remembrance vigil and an open mic from 5 to 7 p.m. on the UBC campus. We will light candles and encourage folks who wish to share words, song, space, and other art here to sign up for our open mic at the beginning of the evening. More information can be found through the UBC Pride Collective's Facebook page.
This is Fresh Slice. You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from the unceded Coast Salish territories of the Musqueam people in Vancouver. We let a few sad ones roll on in, including a song by Daniel Terrence Robertson called Garden off of his album Death. The whole album is really experimental and cool and synthy and maybe piano-y at some points. Really a good introspective album.
Yeah, I feel like it's a good album to like sit on your couch and listen to while you look at your ceiling.
Yeah, that's a really good description for that activity. And then we had to play a lot of this. So the way that we went about our process this week was picking songs that the now late Leonard Cohen may, we think, remind us of Leonard Cohen's influence. We don't know whether these artists actually would say that themselves, but we are trying to pay tribute to this person that we love and will miss.
I was listening to CBC right after his latest album came out, in his interview with his son who helped him make the album, and it was just so sweet to hear like the amount of like the dedication he had, because he was really sick at the time that he was making the album. I got a lot of respect for Leonard Cohen.
Didn't he, I think he made the album from his bed, right?
Yeah, like from his sick bed. Really, and then in the interview, the son was also talking about how there was kind of like these moments of pain and like suffering, but then it was balanced out with moments of like the two of them dancing in the in their living room and stuff. It was really, really sweet to hear that.
That's so sweet. Yeah, I think that we had talked about it before, but I am really inspired by Leonard Cohen and any artist that just can't stop and like makes art their whole life. And especially Leonard Cohen was this way because I've heard that he was quite a perfectionist in his work and never really wanted to let it out because he felt like he was never done with the projects he was working on.
Keep like tweaking the projects.
Yeah, which is like really relatable. And I heard another interview with Leonard Cohen that made me realize how nervous he was to perform, and often he would have to drink like 2 bottles of wine before going on stage.
I like that he's drinking wine too. It's like, yeah.
Oh, Leonard, you.
He's such a romantic man.
It's funny, my mom has beef with Leonard Cohen.
Really?
Yeah.
How?
She doesn't like him. yeah, but oh well. And so we after that, we played the song Steer Your Way off of that last album, You Want It Darker. And then we played a Johnny DeCourcy song that came out like yesterday called Lonely. And he references Hallelujah in that song. And then we played a song by Angel Olsen called Woman off of her latest My Woman. That song has really resonated with me in the past week, I guess, because it just urges listeners to take another viewpoint, but which is something we could all use a little bit more of right now. And yeah, I've heard Angel Olsen compared to Leonard Cohen quite a bit in her lyrics, and she's maybe veered away from that so directly lately with this release, but her last release, especially Burn Your Fire,
a lot of For Leonard No Cohen, Witness.
Yeah, just with its like super long, vivid imagery and like rambling, kind of wallowing.
Yeah, and kind of, I think that what always strikes me so much about Leonard Cohen is he has such a good way of like just putting an image into your brain. Like, I think his songs like make you imagine, like he describes these like places and scenarios that are very like dreamlike, and he makes you like go into it, which I really like. Yeah, but up next, we're going to play a song by Iceberg Ferg off the album In the Valley of the Purple Prince. And the song is called Daisies.
Drugstore, I never wanted anything. 'Twas the day after Hallows Eve, and all throughout the land, the young punks rejoiced, for the holidays had began.
It's time for Mint Records' Ridiculously Early Christmas Party.
On Saturday, November 26th, the Astoria will be filled with smiling faces with sparkles on their eyes, ready to hear the jolly Supermoon, Jay Arner, Fake Tears, Aaron Reed, and Woolworm. Plus, Chris Arific will be there to lead a chorus of angels in singing our favorite seasonal jingles.
Mint will also be releasing their special edition cassette, Quarter Life Crisis. And perhaps a certain Santa will be there to sweeten the night with goodies for the earliest Mint tykes.
Get your tickets in advance from Red Cat Records, Neptune Records, and Zulu Records.
Wow, I love that story.
FM Vancouver Reloaded, playing your favorite tunes and mouth-humping your ear holes full of voice talk. Yeah, we do that.
You go, I wouldn't know. of your phone. Where did you go?
This is Fresh Slice. I'm Chrissy P.
And I'm Barbecue. So we just played a whole stack of sad songs for you.
A nice teary stack.
Yeah. Way back when we played Bradley J. Syme with the song Livin' in a World Before off the album Willow. He's from Edmonton. That's an album that just came out. And it reminds me kind of Daniel Johnston. So I thought that was a bringing it together. And then Swim Team, the song Out of the Flood of the album with the same title. Squirrel Flower with Not Your Play off the upcoming album Contact Sports from Boston. And Testopia with the song Phone Home from So Alone, Not Alone.
Really exciting new releases here in Vancouver. That Swim Team album is stellar.
Yeah,
it's really good. They are playing a show tomorrow night as a part of the CJSF party. I think it's called Brandon's the CJSF annual party, along with other bands: Morning Coup, Non-Law, Moo, Other Jesus, and Hick. That's tomorrow night at the Astoria. It's a sweet lineup and a very good cause. Radio is the best.
Woohoo.
The best. And we're gonna play a band called Scumlade or Scumload, unknown pronunciation, because they are playing a show tonight at the Matador. They do not play often, so
yeah, don't skip out.
Don't skip. They're playing with Atsy and another band.
Ooh.
For a zine release.
Yeah, it looks cool. It looks like it should be a fun time, cool. All ages. And yeah, so this is the song Feel Alone off of the album The Sickos.
We'll be right back.
Oh no. Christine, why are you so sad?
We'll be right back.
All right, so you just heard Woolworm with the song Sun Rock, and then after that, Did You Die with the song Glisten off of a split they have with the band Dead Leaf Echo. So that's all the time we have today.
Yeah. But please do listen next week. Moo is going to be live in studio with us, and we're just excited. We are excited.
Yes. Yeah, thanks for like tuning in, and Christine said it, purging your sadness with us.
Yeah.
And yeah, tune in next week for something that's maybe a little bit more cheery and dancey.
Yeah, some live creation. This, we're going to end it with Running Up the Hill by Moo, a Kate Bush cover that is sick. So yeah, bye guys.
Bye.